We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm feeling good. I really am, Kevin. Things have come together nicely. My health is good. So I'm excited about the opportunity to get going with this team.
All right, so I think your team did enough last year to warrant some genuine optimism, and I think the expectations are on the increase for a fan base that hasn't had, you know, a ton to be excited about in recent years. Do you and the team feel that optimism?
Yes, we do. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, really, the expectations that are important to us are ours. You know, we have to understand that our expectations have to be higher than everybody else's. But at the same time, we've also got to be realistic. We've got to understand what's at stake and why we're doing the things that we're doing.
Are higher expectations like winning the division and or making the playoffs fair?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, that's why, to me, you do what you do. You know, we're not coming here hoping to get something done. We're not coming here, you know, we're coming here because we truly believe we have an opportunity. We have what it takes. We have the players we need to give ourselves a chance to win.
I assume, like most coaches, you address the whole team before training camp begins in sort of a state of the union with, you know, a statement of goals, et cetera. How do you do that? And what was in your message this year?
Well, basically what will be in that message will really be about what our intent is, you know, why we're here. What training camp is for, what we're trying to establish as far as who we are as a football team.
So do you set goals, and do you lay those goals out? How you handle it?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. We'll talk about what we intend to do and what our anticipation is in terms of who we can be and what we can become as far as being a football team, good football team.
So specifically, what are those goals? So we can follow them along with you.
Well, for the most part, you know, our goal is always to win, and that's the biggest thing, and I think that's really where it starts.
But you don't lay out, like, we need to win X amount of games. You know,
No.
We have a goal of winning the division. We have a goal of winning the playoffs. That's not part of the message.
No. Well, our basic goal, our intent is to win. That's it, period. We go from there. We define it as we go along. You know, there's a lot of mistakes you can make and a lot of things you can create by setting numbers. Because, again, if I set a number last year saying we needed 10 to win the division and we're 1-5, we're 1-7. Now we've put ourselves in a position where we're not winning 10. So it doesn't matter. All you have to do is get into playoffs as far as I'm concerned. Then we'll see what happens.
You know, what's interesting as you're talking, I'm remembering last year, a lot of your message from day one when you got hired all the way through, you know, training camp, which was obviously an odd training camp and an odd off season, was, you know, about, you know, a culture change. You've mentioned the word culture so many times, and yet you adapted because 4 or 5 games into the season, you looked at the division and said, well, why not us? So I guess.
Exactly.
You have to be flexible in terms of those goals, right?
Yes, you do. I mean, again, certain things will happen, certain things change. And just because of that, you've got to be flexible enough to handle it, make your choices, make your decisions, and then move on to the next thing. And that's really what happened for us last year.
On the culture rebuild question that you referred to a lot of last year, where are you in that process right now, entering year two?
Gosh, I'd say we are, you know, we're still developing, and that too will adapt. gosh, that's a tough question to answer, just because I don't know where we are right now in terms of this group, this team. And that's what I'm so interested, that's what I'm so excited about being here. I mean, as we go through it, as we get together today, we have our first set of meetings, how the players react to those meetings, how players react to the first few days of practice. That'll give me a sense for where we are as far as our culture is concerned going forward.
I think one of the things you said, and I remember you saying it, and I forget to whom, you said, you know, we need certain kind of people in this organization and in this locker room. And that was sort of part and parcel to the culture-changing message. So where are you on having your people, your kind of people in that building?
I think we've done a good job. And I think we found people that we believe fit what we're trying to do. They understand what we're trying to accomplish. They understand what it takes. That, to me, is just as important, is making sure that people understand what is expected of them, what the standard is. You know, that's part of my job, is making sure that the players all understand what it takes to get to where we want to go.
Ron Rivera, the head coach of your Washington football team, joining us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. So, you know, I remember you also saying something like, when you got to Carolina, the team had been 2-14. You were used to a start over. And at one point, you know, players didn't necessarily, they weren't buying in. And you essentially said to them, look, you know, if you have success, you're going to get credit. If we fail, I'll take the blame, but only if you do it my way. And that was your message to Carolina early on. Did you have at any point last year, this time, or early in the season, any of those moments where you had to say to players or a position unit, hey, guys, it's my way, because you were 3-13 the year before? Did you have a moment like that?
Yeah, oh, most certainly. I had somebody say, one of the players say to me, well, you know what we did last year? I said, well, let's don't talk about last year, because last year you were in 3-13. I don't want to hear that. And so that pretty much, you know, ended. And then I explained to them, I said, guys, if you do it the way we're trying to teach you, you do it the way that we're asking, this gives you guys an opportunity, you know, to be a better football team. It gives us an opportunity to be successful. And I think that's probably the most important thing. Is because, again, we want, that's what we're trying to get past. We're trying to get past that, you know, oh, this is how we did it. Well, if it had been successful, I wouldn't have been here. And that's one of the things, you know, that I try to get across as far as my message was concerned.
John Allen got extended. Why was it important to get John Allen extended?
One of the things we just talked about, he is the right type of young man. He's the type of guy that we need to have in our program, the type of young man that gives us a chance to win.
How about Logan Thomas?
Same thing. I mean, again, you know, we're trying to find the guys that we believe fit the culture we're trying to create. We're trying to find the guys that we believe can help us and give us the best opportunity to win football games.
After either mini camp or OTAs, you were, as you are, you know, every day, and you'll be every day for the next few weeks, asked about quarterbacks. And I think most of us assume that you signed Ryan Fitzpatrick to start. He pretty much admitted that he's in a great position where he's sort of the starter coming in for the first time. I think one of the things many of us found unusual is you never mentioned Kyle Allen after OTAs in mini camp. Where does he fit in?
Oh, Kyle's got an opportunity as well. I mean, we got to see where he is, how that foot is, and then we'll go from there.
Was that the issue, is that he wasn't completely healthy? And if so, where is he now physically?
He's right where he needs to be. He'll be out there competing.
Ron, there's always a player or two who ends up being a surprise contributor to fans and even media by the time we get to the regular season. But yet, you guys probably knew it all along. Can you give us an idea of an example of a player that you guys are really excited to see because you think that player's on the verge of breaking out?
Well, you know, I don't want to limit it to a player as much as I like the position. I think we have a couple of positions that, man, if we can get these guys to take the next step, we just got better. I mean, one of the exciting positions on our team to watch this year is wide receiver. I mean, you couple Terry and Cam Sims with the guys that we brought in as free agents, as draft picks. It's a dynamic group. It's a whole different group. We got guys that are going to come in and compete too from last year that played for us. So this is to me is a very interesting set of circumstances at that position. Then you look at defense and you look at the secondary, you sit there and say, wow, we got some quality guys. I mean, just guys that have really stepped up. And, you know, last year, I really like, you know, what we got at the safety position. You know, I thought Cam did a great job for us and played a tremendous football for us. So that was exciting. But if there are two guys that I really want to see if they're ready to take the next step, honestly, they're both our defensive ends. I think Montez and Chase are two guys that can really, if they take the next big step in their development as football players, can really take their game to the next level, and that can help us out as a football team.
What are you getting back with Matt Ioannidis?
We're getting back a stout physical player that can push the pocket, that won't allow a quarterback to step up into the pocket, which is going to help our defensive ends. Because, again, if the quarterback can't escape by stepping out of the pass rush lanes, he's going to be sitting there like a sitting duck, and it gives us a chance to make more plays.
Last year, Ron, I thought you guys were too inconsistent against the run. Where is that on the priority list entering this season?
To me, I think one of the priorities is making sure we understand that. We understand how important it is that we stop the run. Because, again, if you're stopping the run, now all of a sudden the quarterback, he has no other option. He's going to have to hold on to the football and throw the football. So that gives you a chance to get there and make plays.
Do you agree that you were inconsistent as a run-stopping team last year and it has to improve?
Oh, yeah, and I said so. I mentioned a couple of positions that I felt needed to step up, particularly the linebacking core, and lo and behold, they did. And so, again, I'll continue to voice my opinion on what I think needs to be improved as far as our football team is concerned. I like our guys. I think our guys are the kind of guys that understand and get what's being asked of them. So I look forward to the opportunity for us as a football team to get better.
Decent segue into the linebackers as we talk to Ron Rivera here on the show. You've got a guy in Bostic who I know you love because of his IQ, sort of a coach on the field. You drafted Jamin Davis. Obviously, Cole Holcomb can really run. Kalik Hudson got a ton of snaps at the end of last year, so it's obvious you like him. Give me 30 seconds, if you will, on the linebacking group and how you see it playing out.
Well, I think it's going to be a very competitive group. I really do. You did it for me. You mentioned all the guys that really have an opportunity to play some serious roles for us. And, you know, and somebody will come out of that group and really, I think, have an opportunity to show us what he's capable of. So I like who we have. I think it's going to be some interesting stuff as we go forward. I do look forward to the competition.
If we just assume that your base defense is a 4-3 and not nickel, which it seems to be with a lot of teams, who's the starting middle linebacker?
Gosh, that's a tough one to say because we like the three guys that we have that have worked all those positions, you know. I just think, again, right now, naming somebody day one, that's not fair to those guys because, again, they're all complementary players. They do the things that we need them to do, and as we go through this, we'll see what happens.
Two more, and I know you've got to run. First one is this. We always, you know, as fans of the team, when we're talking to people will say, so what kind of team do you have this year? And then we go into our own little, you know, explanation of what kind of team we yep. think we have this year. When people close to you say, what kind of team do you have this year? What's your answer?
I say we have a potential to be a really good football team. I have some concerns, some things that these guys are going to have to show me that they've learned and they're ready to go forward as a football team and be the type of guys they think we can be. I think that is, again, as I said earlier, to be determined. Because, again, we don't know who they are. We don't know what they're going to be. This is what training camp is for, okay, is to develop and see where we are, to see if we have taken those next steps, which I believe we can, and if not, how can we improve and get better?
What's your number one concern?
Maturity. I think we have to grow and mature as a football team. I don't think we can show up and automatically assume we're going to pick up where we left off last year. Okay, I want to make sure everybody approaches this the right way. We're going to show up, and we're going to start with the base fundamentals, start with the basics, and develop as a football team as we go along. If we don't pay attention to the little details now, when we need to rely on the base fundamentals, we need to fall back to the basics, We're not ready to do that. So that's what this is about.
Lastly, where are your vaccination rates right now for the team?
They're hopefully trending in the right direction, which I believe they are. But again, we've got some work to do, and we want to get these guys, as many of them, vaccinated when it's time.
Ron, thanks so much. Wish you the best of luck. Appreciate the time.
No worries. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.